What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Another X on the Beach after show. The X's get the power. Faith gets busy. And Haley takes the longest nap ever. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I want the club lights. Bring out the club lights. Poppin', bitch.
Hit me with some strobe lights and I get no twerk. Girl, yes, this way. Hide your fathers. Hide your uncles and your son.
The uncles over here.
Yes.
Uncles ain't safe. Uncles ain't safe.
It's almost the first. Hide your uncles.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is.
Well, Chuck's cutting out here. You ain't got to
hide your X on the Beach after show. It's cracking. It's already cracking. Like, our guests are lit. We didn't even introduce them. They're twerking and everything. It's crazy. But that's how we get down. You know what it is. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. And next to me is, I mean, she needs no introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, Sensei in the building.
And I don't play.
Hey.
And she don't play. Of course, we got our resident gossip columnist,
ew,
Melody Rose in the house.
So fine, F. Wow.
Hey.
She is so cute.
Yay. Hey. I don't know. She just makes Nino's in the building. I don't even know if we need to introduce our guests. They introduced themselves.
Oh, we do. We need
Yeah. It's guest time. It's guest time. Yo, check it out. Y'all might have seen her on the Vanderpump Rules.
Where she at?
But right now she's on X on the Beach, and she just blessed us with some twerkness in the building. Y'all give it up for Faith in the Bounce.
I don't know, bitch, you good.
Oh, man.
All right. Another guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, she slept the whole episode.
Leave me alone.
But she's awake right now. Haley's in the building, everybody.
Wagon.
I'm not even gonna say.
Thick'em.
There's a blessing. There's a blessing over there. There's a blessing. Hey, the blessings.
And my name is Faith.
Woo, preaching right now. Okay, we got to get this show. We already lit. So, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about this episode.
Okay,
what do we think? How it went down? What do we say?
Ooh. Well, there was a lot of just like emotions going on that were just fake as fuck.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You better say it, Sensei.
I'm just saying. I'm keeping it all the way 100. It's like, girl, if you're going to be crying over your man, you should have left with his ass at the
desk. Yes!
Right off the top of the dome.
It's fact.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What do we feel about these exes taking over? Like, do we think that this is like, this is going to change the dynamic of the show?
Yo, I'm down for the flip of the script. This is dope.
Yeah.
This is
it
dope.
It needed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Something needed to happen.
It's a cool element, you know, got people, other people close together, Chase and Tarai. Right.
I like that bromance.
You know what I'm saying? They got a bromance going on.
That was like the realest relationship in the house.
She said it's soulmate.
Tarai and Chase.
Yes.
Tarai and Chase, the muscle bound couple. Yeah. What did he say? He was my
soulmate.
Soulmate. Yeah.
They
had a nice bromance going on. That broke up. Do we think that Angela was real?
No.
At all?
No.
I'm going to divert to my guests on this one because y'all were there. And Angela seemed very...
You already know where this is going.
Hold on a second.
She said...
So Angela, obviously, you know, we're jumping around, but it's cool. At the very end...
It's cool.
Angela is upset because Tarai is the one that gets eliminated. She seems to be very emotional about it, even though... there was a lot of drama that went on between them during this whole situation. So, you know, there's some speculation if it was real or not. You guys were there. What do you say?
Not like I elegant.
I'm ready for what she has to say first. I slept the whole damn time.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Right.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, listen.
This sounds like about to be a speech.
I'm not going to give her that.
No, give her one word, babe.
You said, is she real?
I'm not saying, is she real? I'm saying, was the emotions that she had towards Torai leaving, was that real?
Well, here's my thing. Like, normally when you wear that much, like, mascara and eyeliner.
Oh, she said that earlier. Ooh. Some
when
tears.
When you cry, you see it come down your eye. Like, you see it come down. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either here nor there. But I just felt like, you know, during filming, she was upset. Like, she was sad that Twi left, but she also was being smart. Like, she knew that Derek having the power he had, as you can see, Derek was the one that was controlling the ex's group. He was the one that was getting everybody together.
Correct.
You know,
he was the mastermind.
He made everybody do crushes. So, you know, he's getting everybody together. So, I felt like Angela knew to go to Derek and talk to Derek and make sure her and Derek was cool. I mean, you heard her say she's had his back, right? What back?
When?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I kind of just want to know, like, how was it, you know, when Torai left?
I mean, it was sad at first, but I feel like she was so emotional when he did leave. But then after that, she was, like, right after, you know, everything was kind of back to normal whenever he left. Like, it was fine after that. So it was
I don't know. I had penis in the house now, so I wasn't really worried.
She was good. He was like, I'm
Yeah, she was fine.
Yeah, I left the room. I moved out the room, the girl's room. I was just like, I'm out of there. But
I think if she was really down for Torai, like Sensei was saying earlier, she would have left too. If my man leaves, I would have been like,
you know what? That's what I was hoping for. I said that. I said, you know, your man left, girl. You know, you can go with him. Yeah. This is a show. This is a show. We in Hawaii. I could stay in Hawaii, get a little villa.
Right.
But from what I heard, you know, it wouldn't be worth the time. So I don't. Maybe that's why she was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stick around for a little bit, see what else exes might come.
Right.
Derek's still here. You feel me?
I mean, it's not like Torai didn't put himself out there by going to them and was like, just cut me.
She knew it was coming. Angela knew it was coming.
And like, if you're gonna come in there, you're gonna expect yourself to be cut. Don't be surprised.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially if you're like, I know you don't like me, so just cut me now.
Yeah.
If you're trying to play a game and you're trying to stay there the whole time,
preach.
You know what I mean? You're gonna lean towards different ways. You can be fake in the house just to stay in the game. It's okay. You don't have to love them in real life.
But we have to remember, that this is his first reality show, so he doesn't really have that agenda. Like,
tabernacle.
And he could be the nicest, you know what I mean? The nicest dude. That's the thing. And he could be that nice guy.
Yeah.
And that's all he
knows. He don't know. Y'all remember when he was cussing me out, talking about something, he not attracted to me?
Which was fake.
Did you hear the little voice in the sky say, the voice in the sky said, rookie move.
Right.
It was a rookie move. Yeah. Like, you never been on camera before, so you don't know you're filming 24/7. He must have forgot the cameras here. I'm always aware the camera was real. I mean, I'm always aware that the camera's around.
Right.
But I don't know how to be fake. So anything you get from me is going to be real. He don't know how to, like,
you know,
show himself that he's being honest and he's being real, especially when you got a girl like that in the house who's making you with the puppet strings, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that body shot was real.
Yeah.
It was nice. What he said to you was real, too. Like,
I see that shit, I'm like,
let me tell you something about that body shot. We in Hawaii, right? Hawaii got mosquitoes. So the kid put bug spray off. It's really on because I sprayed the shit off all over my body and bugs were still coming on me. But I was spraying off all over my body, so he was so lit. He was licking body shots with butt off spray.
Oh my god!
Could
he die?
I don't.
Wow.
All I'm saying is you must have really been into it.
Okay.
Licking off that
to keep going.
Off your lips. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But I don't think that I never thought that they was gonna last because they cut what I was saying. I was telling him, like, Torai, you're gonna be working at KFC, and Angela's gonna be trying to find a baller because Angela's type of person that would probably be like on like Basketball Wives or like trying to find like an NBA player. She's not trying to check for somebody who she got to wire $5 to get out the parking garage. She was stuck in the parking garage. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
my God,
I just. feel it's, like it was
just not a real one.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he
I'm
did, not, he did say that no when he was shade. On the show.
He did.
When he
did
was on the show, no he said he she's looking that. She's looking for a ball
and
player.
He was being honest. That's really true. I applaud him for being honest with himself. He did play basketball, I think, in college.
Okay. I mean,
But that doesn't pay any money.
He's a rookie nice guy, and he just, you know what I mean? It's his first time.
He's a rookie nice guy.
He probably really...
He had his moments.
I'm just saying, he probably really liked Angela and just... Yeah. He looked whipped. Let's be real.
Okay. I see where you go with that.
You know what I mean? He looked whipped.
But if he was really whipped, he wouldn't have went on the date with Faith, and he wouldn't have taken
what he said. What he was saying. Remember, as far as X ain't come yet.
But you saw that.
But the date wasn't his idea.
Right.
He was told to go on the date. But what he did was his idea.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Listen, we work with some dope producers, like purveyors of pop, MTV. They're not dumb. If they see a man running up and behind closets and trying to find me.
They did it for a reason.
Calling me outside to the house to talk to me in private, because there's no privacy in the house. Of course they're gonna think they're gonna take us on a date. Y'all saw the interview. He was like, every time Faith walks into the room, I smile. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't doubt the attraction being there.
Right.
I just think that he had to be loyal. He was trying to make someone happy at the expense of someone else, and that's
which is terrible. Yeah. And they don't even show that. Like with me and Sarai, like I've prayed with him in the house. We talked about his family. You know, he really loves his family. So we're talking about his family. Mm-hmm. I had a really good moment. So that's why I was hurt. Because I would have never have called Tori out and Tori not told Corey, making it seem like I liked him and he didn't really like me like that.
I feel that.
Word.
So I would have never done that to him.
I feel like it was a constant battle he was going through, though, because over and over he said, like, he was like with Angela and then he was like, I don't know if she's real or not. He said it over and over. And then I think he did feel that realness with you, but like, I don't know. Yeah. He just kept reverting back to that because that was like the first thing he started in the house, you know? So
he was
like,
constantly questioning her realness. He
constantly.
Her
more
he
than
asked
once.
If her titties were real.
Yeah.
He kept questioning it.
He did, constantly. You know what's real?
What?
Our executive producer, Rihanna Nettles.
Yes. You guys want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life?
Absolutely.
For those who do, we got a podcast just for you guys. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. It's hosted by the AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to better yourself in all aspects of your life. I need that. We all need that. You definitely got to hear it, guys. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes to subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free, just like this show, y'all.
For free.
Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let her know that the X on the Beach panel is the one who sent you guys there.
Boom.
Conversations with Maria Podcast Edition. Check it out now, y'all. You can do the same for us, too. You can catch us on iTunes, YouTube. Comment, rate, subscribe. Let us know what you guys want to hear. And I'm actually in the live chat right now as well, too, so let me know your thoughts as well, too. Shout out to some people here. We got OK Then, Jalen Barraza, PM616, a whole bunch of people. She said PM616 says, I love Faith. So shout out to you, PM616.
I love Tylenol PM.
Well, shout out to y'all. Thanks for chatting with us. And let us know what you want. And I know some people want to see Tori on the show because they did DM us.
They did.
A whole bunch of stuff. Like, what's going on?
They wanted to see Tori on the show.
Right,
they wanted me on there with him.
Well, they just
him on here so we could read him.
Please bring him back.
Yeah. We might.
I don't think
do
y'all
that.
Would read him. I think y'all would really actually help him. I think like all an intervention? Of y'all together, y'all could really help him.
Really? I want to know what he really thought, because we give everyone fair chances here on AfterBuzz, to speak the platform and to get his side. And
sure.
I think that would be a dope thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're working on it, y'all. We're working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Haley, I want to go to you and talk about your boy, international DJ, Chris.
Boy.
So what we, not this episode, but the previous episode, he just wanted to call you a different name every time. And
girl.
I was feeling your pain because I was like, what is going on? How are you trying to get her back? And then he just kept flip-flopping.
Yeah.
What is your take on what was he doing?
You were so nice.
He's super nice.
You are better than me. Girl.
Yeah.
No, I give him the slap. That's the best decision I made on the whole damn show. But yeah, no, just calling me constantly over and over, Chelsea, but yet he's saying he's over her, yet he's calling me her name over and over. And it's like once, okay, maybe like you mess up a little bit, but over and over and over. There's at least like 5-6 times he did it. So I was mad. Like, you know, that really that got me heated, you know? And that's why I was like, you could definitely tell that my emotions were heightened on the show. I'm yelling, I'm crying. Like, it's just like, he was like just nitpicking. And there's even someone that said, they're like, he's like gaslighting her. Mm. And that's exactly what it felt like. It's like he knows what pushes my buttons, mm-hmm. and it was like those specific things that he was doing. Mm-hmm. And so
that's like an elementary school move. When you don't like a girl, you push her.
Right.
Yeah.
So she can get mad at you so you can start talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to keep elevating me.
Right, but he's in his 20s.
I mean, but he looks like he's in...
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Y'all were thinking it. Stop.
Shade. Shade.
Well, I mean, shade tree. I'm going to let you
shade
say
tree.
It.
Shade tree.
What else you want? What else you want to say?
I just want to know, like, how he... How did that happen? How? How?
How did he get you?
How did he get me?
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, so we just had... Huh?
I said with your fine ass.
With your fine ass. Honestly, it was more of like... I actually met him at a party at my house, and then like... I'm so surprised...
So you were drunk.
Did it happen? Oh, girl, I was almost drunk. Okay. Yeah. No, but he was like hoeing at the party that he met me at, and so I wouldn't give him the time of day originally. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like he kept hitting me and hitting me, and then I ended up going and hanging out with like... His, like, we all started hanging out with the same friend group, but he was there all the time, and I was there, and so it was kind of just, like, a thing. We were just always together, and so it kind of just, like, happened like that. Mm. You know, and he is, like, he can be charming. I know it doesn't seem like on the show, but he can be. You know, he can. He knows what to say. He knows the right words, to, like, the right things to tell you. Yeah. You know, so it's, like, it definitely got wrapped into it for a little bit.
I must say, I'm loving this look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. I was,
I see you, girl. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to call you babe. You love me.
I was dying that last episode. He was crying over to Ryan. Angela breaking up. Right. I was like, why is he so upset about this? I was like, that has nothing to do with you. He was bawling over to Ryan, Angela. He's like, tease my bro, man. Like,
is he normally an emotional, like what you know of him, he's an emotional person?
Like I would say, yeah. I mean, definitely, he was definitely more emotional on this show. Like, you know, he cried multiple times, but he is emotional, you know, he gets mad very easily. He gets upset very easily. So, you know.
I think Chris is a nice guy. And if he plays that actual nice guy character, like he really is in real life, it might be a lot better for him than playing the international DJ.
Different. I feel like he was putting on a show a little bit on the show more than he was whenever I was with him. Because, you know, there was more of that realness. We did, like, have a good time together. Mm. We always did. You know, and I thought, after the show, we haven't hung out. We haven't really talked or anything like that. And then within the past, like, 3 days, he was starting Twitter wars with me. Or, like, trying to. But I have been, like, disengaged.
What,
like, like first him and Chelsea were having their like Chelsco Chelsco
right. Yeah,
that's a name.
Chelsco, that's a name. Yeah, they were having their Twitter beef, and then randomly like randomly 2 days ago he started like tagging me in this stuff, and he's like, oh, my exes would relate to this, and it's like calling us whores, like saying all this stuff, you know, like harsh words. And then it's like randomly today, now he wants to be all play nice, so I can, you know, come on here and speak some
tell
nice words.
Him
but no,
bye bye. Okay.
So this is what I need to know. This is not part of the news and gossip segment. That's coming up by Melody. Mm-hmm. But I did happen to go, because, you know, you guys have the X on the Beach, you know, Instagram. And so he did the takeover.
Love that Instagram.
And he went live. And he was talking about you. Mm-hmm. And he basically said on this episode that there's something that goes down with you and Derek. I didn't personally see anything.
She was sleeping.
Well exactly. Right. I didn't see anything unless he was, you know, in your dreams.
Before last, that there was like, you know, there wasn't really anything that went down though, and that's the thing that Derek said before. He was like, we didn't even make out or anything, and that's what started that whole fight where we were like, you know, screaming at each other. So it's like, sure, Derek did come to me and express an interest in me, and I was like, you know, I definitely would like be open to having a conversation with you. I didn't come on the show to get back with Chris. That wasn't my only intention. You know, this is a dating show. I do want to, like, you know, see my options and see what I can do. So I was outside having a conversation with Derek. He gave me a hug, and Chris is like, she's playing, bro, she's playing. And that's when that whole fight started. But yeah, I did have an interest in Derek, but it's not like anything happened.
Oh, okay.
Derek got that chocolate.
He said it best himself. He said, everyone loves a little chocolate.
Yeah. He tried to come my way a couple times.
I know. Derek can be a little...
Shout out to the engineer, yo.
What'd she say? She said Derek's all over the house like that. What'd you say?
What
oh, my God.
I said Derek running through these hoes like diarrhea.
That shit. It's not wrong.
I mean, that explains his relationship.
You know what about Derek, though? He, like, I love this about Derek. He's bold. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
In a time where guys are so, like, scary and, like, they want girls to, like, come up to them all the time and do all the work, it's nice and refreshing to see a man just be like, because he tried to get at me in front of Angela.
He speaks his mind, for sure.
It was
he's
just, like,
you
bold. Like, it's like, I like that about him, but it's not enough for me to come for you.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
But it was just nice for, you know, to see that. It was refreshing.
Word, word. I mean, we've had Derek on the show. He seems like a nice guy, but he's very that dude. I mean, he was the mastermind. He was the mastermind for the exes. Like, I even tweeted him, and I was like, dude, you get hype all the time. Like, hype 21,000. So he's like, that's how I roll, you know. I want to go over to Miss Faith, because you finally got someone in the house that you could cupcake with. And cuddle with and do other things with. I just want to know, this is my question. Did he leave his hairline back home?
Oh my God. Like,
I just need to know, did he leave it back at home? Did he pack in his luggage and the luggage got lost?
Not the luggage.
Because when he came, I was like, is that LeBron or is that her ex? Like, who? What's going on? Is that Danny DeVito? Like, somebody? Like, I'm just like, he salutes like this. Okay. Like,
oh, no.
I just need to know, because I was like, is there editing? Was there a green screen or something?
I'm not that messy.
And then, I don't know. So can you explain?
That was like 2 minutes.
What happened?
On his hairline.
What happened to his hairline? Like, I just...
Where'd it go?
Okay, so... Oh, no! Y'all are so lit!
Ebony is on it. Ebony is on it.
I have to drum roll. Okay. Okay. So, I feel like this. When I met June, it was in a dark club, right?
Oh, no.
Oh,
never
no, I'm like, no shade. We was in a dark club, right? And I'm like, damn, fine. And he was way up top, like way on top of, like, it's like the club. Mm-hmm. You can sit on top of stuff and like you have to look up at them. So he was like up top looking like the black king he is, sitting there with the thermal on. And everybody knows my type is a man that can wear a nice thermal and you can see your muscles with the Timberland boots. So he was sitting there and I was like, oh, you know, he looks cute. So I know what to do. So I just wanted this. And he did it right back. So he just came out there and talked to me. And it was just cute. He had it. But the thing I missed was he had a fitted cap.
Mm. Mm.
And something about that fitted cap make you look like a whole.
Yes.
I called my gay, so I said, you got your wig on? It's like a hat you just put on. You just like a wig. So he, by the time I found out about the hairline, it was too late. Like, he was just so cute. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to shade him. I still think he's a good looking person.
Yeah.
I can't speak for his spirit.
Mm.
Ooh, that got deep.
Yeah.
Just because you couldn't understand it.
Yeah, it's very Star Wars. It's very Star Trek.
Mm.
You know, The Hobbit.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, is he going to the Renaissance Fair?
Desolation of Smog.
Gotcha.
You
okay.
know, but he All did come in really applauding you and really being like, you know, I'm down for the faith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give him an Oscar.
And you was down for
the faith.
Listen, I was happy. I was happy I met him.
Oh, my God.
What up, Faith?
Slim,
right.
You wrong.
Slim,
right.
You are so wrong, Faith. How you doing? You good, Faith?
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I'll leave it alone.
I really did. Like, I know. I really did. It's hard to judge him because, like, I went on like one date,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't know him. So I figured, like, let's get to know each other in Hawaii.
Right.
So maybe if you come, if you get to come to the island, maybe we'll get to hang out and like maybe we'll work it out. So I was trying to get to know him, but I mean, I definitely regret having him here or having him there. And y'all, when it comes unfold, y'all will see. Like, I got played. Yes.
Oh, wow. Because it was good, right? This episode, it was good.
Good. In the beginning, it was great. It was real good.
Listen, y'all don't know how long I was sitting there with no penis. I had nothing. Everybody was cuddling. You got Corey and Taylor over here shacking up. Then you got,
Tariah and Angela.
Blade and Kim Kardashian. And then you got, Cameron Diaz and, Mark Wahlberg.
I can't.
You know what I'm saying? You got Jersey Shore. It's like a lot going on. And I'm like, damn, like, Derek tried to holler at me. I'm like, nah, Derek, you fine everything, but nah, because, you know, you want everybody. So I really didn't have nothing. So when June came, I was like, just take me.
I'm dead, y'all.
Take me. First night, she was like,
take whatever. But if he didn't come, I would have probably hopped on Haley.
Like that. Like, it was like getting that bad. It was getting that bad.
I'm gonna hop right on her. And
you didn't even know Cameron was feeling you, too. That part.
That that boils that part, my blood.
That part, right?
That boils my blood.
I didn't notice either, though. I didn't know, like, even being in the house. Like, girl. He didn't, like, make any effort. He did it in the interview all bold and shit, but he didn't say anything.
He didn't say something. He did,
you
know.
I was like,
that's what it meant.
Like,
cute,
I was there for that.
Yeah.
I was here for I would have been very here for it.
So you still here for it?
I slid his DMs yesterday.
Oh.
Yes. That's my friend, y'all.
Word.
He is so nice. And here's the thing, like, me and Cameron had the best conversations in the house, but I didn't resonate that, like, it's always the good ones. Like, you don't know.
You don't notice it.
But it's not too late.
Exactly.
It's not, though.
It's not too late. We got 8YTO second chances. It's not too late, girl.
Excellent. Second chances.
Well, Cameron on second chances went flip-flop.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was bad. Shout out
to my girl, Michaela, girl. You still fine. You still doing
it. It went a whole other direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michaela. Did she date Joe? I mean, did she date... She's a brunette. Mm-hmm. I just met her, I think.
Oh, really?
She's so sweet.
She's
really
super sweet.
That's Cameron's ex, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's ex?
Cameron's ex.
Cameron's ex, right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. I think I just met her.
Okay.
I think this is a girl.
Yeah,
she's a really sweet, beautiful girl.
She's bad.
Gorgeous.
She's bad. I think since we're already talking to Faith, that it would be nice to go into
news and gossip. I mean, I feel like we've already... Yeah, sure.
Let's go. Anthony, roll it. Let's
do it. AfterBuzz TV News. I was nervous.
Ooh, like, I know. I was like, what's
Shaq of Secrets?
She knows.
Oh, Shaq of Secrets.
Come on, guys.
Okay, this week, guys, news and gossip was sent directly to me. So
yeah.
I literally just picked up my phone and was like, oh.
Slid in your DMs. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's
So our boy Tarai went ahead and tweeted that feeling you get when you get caught up by your main and your side because your homie don't know how to keep his mouth closed. Mm. But then Faith went ahead and retweeted it with a comment. And she just clapped back clean.
Clap back queen.
I was never your side. And for you to let a woman get you to run in my room where I'm laying down to disrespect me and lie is disgusting. You never apologized for it, and you should be ashamed of yourself as a man to get on social media and joke about it. Don't play with me, Blade 3.
Blade 3, that shit got me. Beep. True though, you were minding your damn business.
Yeah, I was in the bed with my whole face on. I was really trying to get up out of there.
That's it for news and gossip this week. Thank you for sending that my way.
Yeah,
and we spoke on it a lot. So
y'all did what y'all say.
I mean, we started the show talking about it with you.
Right.
You was here.
Yeah. and we talked about it before. My thing is, if this is my thing, knowing everything that's gone on and that you guys did have a moment, you know, with the whole mosquitoes and the, you know, and the body shot, and the mosquito body shots. Mm-hmm. So if Tarai would have stayed in the house, let Angela go, would there have been a shot with him with you?
You know, I was so razor focused. Like I said, I would have probably, like I said, if Cameron was there, he would have been the only exception. If Cameron would have told me he liked me, that would have been the only exception. Derek tried to get at me. I said no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't going to come for Chase, even though he's a very beautiful man. Tarai really wasn't that high on the totem pole in the first place. So I'm just like, why are you running around the house telling Corey, like, oh, yeah, she liked me. You feel me? Like,
right. No
one else is running in the closets talking to me like that. That's why that happened the way it did. But Tarai, I'm not no hater. Tarai is sexy as hell. You know, he ain't got that juice, but he's sexy as hell. You know what I mean? So I probably would have talked to him more. But I don't know. I just don't. If you're going to fall for somebody like that, like the person he chose and somebody who can control you, I don't want to be able to control my man. I want a king that's going to be able to put his fucking foot down and be like, listen, like, this is not how you, this is be a lady. Like, don't be like that. Because a man, when you with a man, he's supposed to want you to win. He doesn't want you to be like that the star you really are.
And he going to know real from fake.
Hey.
Yep.
She made the fake look good, though. Like, I ain't going to split it. Yeah. The doctor did a good job. So I get it, but not my type for something like that. Not for something real, but for play. Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
Thank you for asking.
Just always curious. No, absolutely. Haley, for you, I mean, you mentioned that you did come on a dating show. You weren't trying to get back with Chris. Up to this point, I mean, obviously we still have a whole half of a season left, but was there anybody catching your eye at all that you were, like, feeling?
Up until, I mean, Derek was really the only person I did. He did catch my eye. He's very, you know, he's definitely what I go for. So he had, like, you know, the looks that I like. He had that personality, outgoing, everything like that. So I was interested in pursuing something with that, but Chris was getting so heated anytime I even had a conversation with Derek. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't progressing past anything of just, like, a friendly conversation. But it was just so much, it wasn't even worth the drama at that point because it was just getting crazy. Like, anytime I, like, we walked outside, I had a conversation, and he's, like, freaking out. You know, so it was, like, I did have interest in him, but it wasn't, I mean, up until now, I hadn't, you know, I wasn't really pursuing it.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that in the future?
That we should look out for?
We'll see.
Yeah. That's going to be, we'll have to look at the Twitters and see what happened as the episodes continue. So we do, I mean, we kind of started off with this, but Tarai did get eliminated thanks to Derek manipulating the situation.
And Tarai giving himself up, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was twofold. I mean, it was like he opened the door and Derek kind of pushed him out.
Right.
Like, that's kind of like what happened.
There you go.
Now that the tables have turned, how are you all feeling? I mean, obviously, Haley, you're an ex. So are you feeling good about this? I mean, when you guys go down to the Shack of Secrets and you see, like, oh, tables are turned, are you, like, hype? Are you excited about this?
It felt good. I mean, clearly you saw the clip. We were all jumping up and down. We were all super excited because it felt good to not be in the hot seat for once. You know, sitting there being in the hot seat, like, not knowing who's going to vote who, where's everyone's feeling going. Because, and again, they all side with each other. So it's like if one person particularly wants someone out of the house, everyone's going to come with them inside, you know, because everyone does that. So it's like, it felt good not being in the hot seat. But there wasn't anyone necessarily at the time I wanted out of the house. So it's like, that's why I didn't, you know, necessarily, I wouldn't have put a cut even if someone had really begged me to. There wasn't anyone I wanted that, you know. So at the time, things were going good with Chris and I. So it, you know, it felt good.
You were cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I felt good going into it.
Gotcha.
Well, I have a question. Like, would it have been a unanimous decision? I do, because I really want to know this, because they were so secretive. They were so secretive.
Yeah.
So I want to know, like, would it have been a unanimous decision to vote Tarai out, or before, when Derek decided all of a sudden to do crushes? Because I thought y'all already decided to do cuts.
To do cuts?
Yeah, before Derek decided, let's do crushes. Were everybody going to go with Derek? I mean, I'm sorry, with the Tarai in the beginning?
There were definitely a couple people that was, like, after everything that happened last night, but it was mostly because of Derek. It was mostly, like, I have, like, everyone has his back. He's the one that came in right away. As soon as we found out, he was on everyone, like, come with me, come with me, come with me. You know, I was all, from the beginning, I was going to send my vote with a crush, because I don't want to start shit with no one. I didn't really have drama with anyone in the house besides Chris, so I was just going to leave my, you know, stay my peace with that and, like, stay with there. But there were some people that was, like, it was kind of, there was a little bit back and forth, especially Louis had some back and forth.
Right.
You know, he definitely, he didn't know what he really wanted
Louis.
To do.
Louis. The new guy.
We ain't even talking about Louis.
It's the one, right? There was that.
Love Louis.
Yeah,
love
it was looking down on him.
I like
Louis. Little nugget. Little nugget. Yeah.
I hope Louis finds some love.
Me too, because man, he's getting played right now.
Yeah, he's getting played.
He seems like a nice guy, but he's getting played right now.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't Louis even get talk. She didn't even talk to him that first night.
No, she hid.
She avoided him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's when we all got to know him. Like, you know, that's when he, like, had literal personal conversations with everyone, like, came to get to know everyone, you know? And it's like, she wasn't even talking to him, but he was there for, like, he wanted to talk. He wanted to know what has been happening in the house and everything like that. So it's like, all love for Louis.
It's like, you know when you're wrong, when you do something bad, and you don't want your mom or dad to find out, so you just hide the whole time so they don't see you.
Yeah, you're dodging it.
Or you don't want them to remember something, so you just hide it, they don't see you. That's exactly what she did.
Right.
It's like, maybe if I just hide, he won't mention the fact that I may have cheated on him.
She was very vocal.
She's very tiny.
She was very vocal, which makes sense because he's tiny, right? So they like little wedding. Anyway,
Hot mess.
I know. I'm just taking it today. But she owned up to it. It sounded like she was telling everybody.
That's what I was just about to say. Okay. She was like, she had said that was all miscommunication, and there's some other stuff that you'll find out later. Like, you know, there wasn't a full, like, complete, like, path where they knew each other, like what they were both doing. So it's like
they didn't know if they were really together.
It was kind of there was some question there. So she didn't own up to everything that
Louis
she did. I'll say that about her. Like, Victoria's very honest.
Louis said that they were together.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where the confusion comes in.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she said that they weren't. So
she said she was texting, she was sleeping, she was
doing her thug thing.
Doing her damn thing.
Yeah.
That and baffin.
She was doing her thing. She was doing her thing. I mean, I hope, I mean, we'll see what happens in the future, but like, I hope that he gets some reciprocity because he seems like a good guy.
Yeah, I'm here for Louis.
Using your words right.
I'm just...
Using your words right. Corey, what was Corey's word?
Oh my God.
I forgot what Corey's word was.
Oh, he wanted, he was trying to...
Comprehend?
Yeah, he was trying to say apprehensive, but he said comprehensive. Right, he said comprehensive.
He tried to talk good.
That was like...
What was he trying?
He was being so comprehensive, you know, standoffish. It was like... Wait, what? Your man was like, what? Okay, I'll stop.
Wrong with that. Don't say my man. That's not a man.
It's one time.
Sometimes you gotta readjust your wig. You know what I'm saying? You gotta readjust it.
I am dead. Oh, man. So let's get it to predictions. Let's do that.
Oh my God.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I go first?
Go ahead.
Please do. My prediction is that Louis gonna find out that Victoria done screwed him over, and then he gonna be like, "Fuck that bitch," and then he gonna move on to another hoe.
Okay. Oh. Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Okay.
Come back to me. Go, Nina.
So I'm going to rebuttal that and say he's not going to move on. He's still going to want to be with her. Just like Crystal wants to be with Haley. And just like who else wants to be with somebody? Tori wants to be with Angela still, even though it's messy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some guys fall deep into it. And I think he's one of those dudes.
Okay.
Watch out. When you're too nice, it's just not good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to have to just agree with Sensei. Ho is life for Victoria right now. Okay. So.
She said ho is
ho
life.
Is life.
Oh, wow. I wonder, you know what? I'm going to say Victoria going to be the next one to go.
Oh, if they There's keep voting that way.
There's I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that right now. Victoria, you going to go, girl.
I don't know. Oh, that's interesting. I think I'm going to have to agree with you only because she kind of told everybody that she did him wrong.
Yeah.
He's bonding with you guys because she's not talking to him.
Right.
So
yeah, she was the Mean Girls clique.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And so we're going to click our heels, girl.
Right,
we
exactly.
Click our heels,
so if it's the nice ones are more, you know, outnumbering. So if they side with him, then I could see her, if it goes down,
well,
as
remember
another
on
elimination.
The previews, we see that we finally get the comeback we've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
It's like Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Thing
coming
it's
back. Not
yeah.
over.
Yeah, it's
Remind
not over.
Me.
Alicia.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Did y'all see that Snapchat, though?
What's one?
Snapchat?
Tea. News and Gossip Part 2.
Hand me my cup.
she's like, you really need
it. I really want the cup.
So, you're not the only person that gets DM messages about information.
Oh.
Oh.
Do tell.
Victoria has a Snapchat out. Which she is singing the Cardi B song, and she says the N word.
Oh.
Now I just want to know
how
you feel that part. I just want to know. Now this is the argument that's been happening because I get it. A lot of people are really wanting me to talk about it. They really want me to discuss it because they think it's so necessary to talk about.
Yeah.
Because she is not black and she's. You know, saying the N-word, like, you know, in a rap song. So her defense, and I've seen her comments, I have all the screenshots, all the receipts, where she's like, well, you know, I just said it because it's on a song, and it's a rap song. So that's her defense. That made people even more mad that she was saying it was just a song, because it's like, that's like, so if the song told you to kill your mama and, you know, fuck your dog, you're going to say, yeah, fuck my dog. I'm gonna fuck my dog. Like, that's really what, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, what do you guys think about that? You know,
I've rapped along with plenty of songs and it's never slipped. Well, so she's canceled.
Well, and my thing is if it did slip, delete it. You know, don't
post
it.
She took it down
it.
After a while, but the only reason why she said she took it down is because people told her it wasn't a good look. But in the video, which I can show you guys, Angela's in the car. So the video's not on her, it's on Angela.
Oh, I saw
but you
that.
Can hear her voice. So Angela's saying the song too, but she goes like this at N-word. She doesn't say it.
Okay.
Victoria's the only one that says it.
Yeah.
So even Angela knows
look,
better.
I do hip hop. I'm a rapper.
You,
you
are.
Know what I'm saying?
Very
I would
good
never want to disrespect, you know, the people who brought it up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I know my facts. I know where it came from. You know
right.
what I mean? So I would never want to disrespect anyone like that. You
that's,
know what I mean?
A-
and that's just some real shit. Like, I know my place. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about real things and real facts. I don't have to say that.
And that's an important conversation, because if she thinks it's just part of the song type situation, that helps open up the doors to the conversation of why it's wrong and why, you know, why it shouldn't have been done. Right. And that could help her. You know what I mean? Because if she is closed off in that situation and she just doesn't think that there's anything wrong with it, it's a lesson for her to be learned. Yeah, and that's okay. People make mistakes. It's fine. Don't crucify her, but teach her.
Exactly. Teach her. Teacher. Absolutely.
It's definitely a teachable moment.
I hope MTV teaches her.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No, it's definitely a teachable moment.
Defable.
Turn it to Corey all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I just wanted to put that out. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. And I appreciate you bringing... You just interviewing us. Like, you interviewing Haley.
She was like,
she's trying to get our job, ladies and gentlemen.
She's trying to get it.
No, but I appreciate you bringing that up, because we talk, you know, in this way, this show, but that's a real issue. That's been going on for a minute. And it comes up, you know, with different people, different celebrities doing it and saying it that aren't African American. And it's like, okay, where do you draw the line? Right. You shouldn't say it, period. Right. I mean, that's really how it should be. Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, and it's a teachable moment. And, you know, hopefully people learn.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Thank you for that.
See, boom.
We can have our serious corner too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, we do have to end. Oh,
that was fun, y'all.
Shout out to Liz. Liz Challenge.
What up, Liz?
Instagram. Hey, she posts in our shady moments. So
I love it.
I don't know who owns that account, but that person is amazing. I love that person.
I know.
Yeah. All right, y'all. But that's been our show. We want to thank our guest for being with us.
Yay.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate them. I've been your host, Lemkins. Always, you can find me always.
Oh my God, there you go again.
All day, every day.
I don't know him, y'all.
Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Sensei, where you at?
Where you at, Sensei? At Sensei Don't Play. Check out all my links. Y'all already know what it is.
Yeah, Melody.
You guys check me out everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Y'all, it's your boy Nina. You can catch me at Nina Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Shout out to Winston Vox for the fit today, y'all.
Yeah.
Faith, where can the lovely people find you?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Faith. You know what I'm saying? You can find me in your daddy's house. Not twin. You can find me on Instagram, King Faith Hope. On Twitter, Faith Stowers. Keep a lookout for anything new I'm posting, because it's going to be a lot of new shit coming out after this show.
Yeah. Haley, where you at?
What's up, guys? My Instagram, Twitter, everything's the same. Haley Reed, XOXO, HaleyReed. XOXO. But yeah, find me there.
Y'all didn't see it, but Haley got into a gladiator fight before she came here. Her leg's like been bleeding all shows.
I don't know what happened.
But yeah, it's all good. Paramedics are on the way. Until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.